Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Glum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Glum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, plans are well underway for the new museum to display the old articles and relics which have been received from Tennessee. Cards have been printed explaining the historical significance of each item. And today, as we look in on a little community, we find the officers of the museum holding a business meeting. Listen.
Well, now, wait just a minute, Cedric. You sit right back down here now. This business meeting ain't over yet.
No, we got some important problems to settle up here. We ain't even decided on a name for the museum yet.
No, and we ain't figured out how much we're going to charge folks to get into the museum. So just sit back down, Cedric.
Well, I've got to get on over to the place, though. I've got some important stuff I've got to do this afternoon.
It can't be as important as this is now. You're president of our buried treasure company, and we're sort of turning that company into the museum, so I reckon that makes you president of the museum, too.
Well, now, wait, Abner. I ain't so sure about that.
Huh?
We'll take that subject up some other time. I ain't got it quite all studied out yet.
Well, leastways, Cedric's a high-up officer in the museum.
Oh, yeah, he's that all right. I got my doubts if he's president of it, though. I've sort of got a better man in mind for that job if I can talk him into it.
Well, anyway, Cedric, you're a high-up officer, so you ought to take more interest in these business meetings of ours.
Well, I'll take interest in them, I think. I just can't bother with it right now, though. I've got to get home and shine up my shoes and iron my britches and I don't know what all.
For the land's sake, what do you got to do all that for, Cedric?
Because I'm going somewhere tonight, that's why.
Tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, the only place you can go in the evening is to work over at the water plant.
Oh, not tonight, though. I got a night off, and I'm, well, I'd rather not tell you. Boy.
Oh, come on, tell us, Cedric.
Oh, no.
You ain't carrying some girl to the social or something, are you?
Well, sort of. I got a date for tonight. A heavy date.
Heavy date?
Yes, ma'am.
You mean that big, oversized Hobbs girl?
No, ma'am, of course not. It's Clarabel Seastrunks who it is.
Well, Clarabel ain't particular heavy. Well, she's stout, of course, but not extra special heavy. I bound you she won't weigh more than 130 or 40 pounds on the hook.
Well, Cedric don't mean how much she weighs, Abner. Heavy dates is just expressions the youngin' uses nowadays.
Huh?
It means that they're going out for an extra good time, I think. Ain't that it, Cedric?
Yes, Mama, I think that's it.
Well,
I ain't for sure.
Well, what's the fancy about this date you got with Clarabel? I mean, what's the extra special about it, Cedric?
Well, it'll be the first time I've been with her when Gomer Bates weren't along, too.
Oh, that's right. You generally have to ask Gomer if you can go out with her and him, don't you? How come you're getting away with it this time, Cedric?
Well, Gomer don't know nothing about this at all.
Oh, sort of beating his time, huh? Well, good for you. I'm proud to see you doing it, too, Cedric.
Yeah, it's about time you stand up for your own rights and stop letting Gomer walk all over you the way he's been doing.
Yes, sir, that has went on long enough, Cedric. What'd you do, just get mad and call her up and ask her to go with you?
No, Mom, she called me up.
She called you?
Yes, ma'am. Just about an hour ago. Called up and asked me if I'd come over and get her at 7 o'clock tonight.
Dogie, that's a good sign, Cedric, her calling you up. That shows right there who she actually admires puts you two fellas.
Yes, well, I'm sure enough in college with her now.
Oh, yeah, that's good news, Cedric.
Are you going to take her a present, Cedric?
Yes, you ought to take her something, Cedric. Some little old knock-neck of some kind. Girls just love to get them little presents, you know. Pair of fancy work gloves or a dustpan or something like that.
Oh, that reminds me. I want to go somewhere and buy a big basket of fruit with a big bow tied onto it.
Yeah, that ought to be nice, yeah. Of course, now, I believe you ought to buy her a fancy box of clothespins.
Yeah, I know she wants me to get a basket of fruit with a big bow tied onto it.
How do you know she does, Eddie?
Oh, of course, she sort of hinted that to me over the telephone.
Oh, she sort of hinted it, huh?
Yes,
don't be that just like a woman. What'd she say?
Well, she said, Cedric, before you come over tonight, just stop somewhere and get a big basket of fruit with a big bow tied onto it.
Oh, them women.
Hinted that
they just love to throw out them little hints. But you can always tell exactly what you mean by it.
I know I catched on to that in no time at all.
Oh, I could have, too. She might just as well have come right out flat-footed and asked you to go get a big basket. My dog is waiting a minute here. That's what she did say, wasn't it, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, but I catched on to it anyways. For a boy that don't know much, I'm pretty smart.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me figure this all out again. Now, she called you on the phone.
Don't bother with that now, Abner. Listen, Cedric, I'm proud to see you're doing so well with Clarabelle, finally. But I still say that us three's got some important business to take care of before you go home.
Well, I can't stay here no longer, Mr. Mom. I've got to get all fixed up. I want to look my level best tonight. Fact is, I want to look over my level best.
Yeah, well, of course, we know you do, Cedric, but you don't need to spend all afternoon fixing up for it.
Yes, ma, I do. I want to look pretty tonight. And with me, that takes an awful lot of time.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah, I can imagine.
On the other hand, Cedric, you just can't ignore the museum this way.
The what?
The museum.
What museum?
For the land's sakes alive, Cedric. The one we've been having the meeting about here. The one that you're a high apostrophe in.
Yeah, for goodness sake, Cedric, get your mind off of Clarabelle for a half a second and concentrate on what we're doing here.
Do you know what our museum is, Cedric?
Mom?
Well, just look over there, that whole side of the store over there. See all that? That's all a museum. All that old stuff we got on displays over there with them cards around them there. They're telling about each article, you know.
All that stuff there, huh?
Every bit of it, yeah.
Oh, is that swallowtail coat there part of it?
Why, of course it is, sure.
Oh. You said I was an Oscar in the museum, didn't you?
Yes, sir, you sure are.
Well, then I believe I'll just take that swallowtail coat along with me and wear it tonight, then.
Work? Now, just a minute now,
Boy,
Cedric.
That'd make me look so fancy I wouldn't be able to stand myself, hardly. Boy.
But, Cedric, you can't take that coat out of the store here.
No, of course you can.
No, sir.
It's a museum piece. It stays right here.
Well, I'll bring it back tomorrow. I just want to borrow it.
That don't make no difference, Cedric.
Well, wouldn't that just be like taking home a sample, sort of?
A sample?
Yes, Mom. I know when I worked in the bakery once, they let me take home samples of donuts and stuff like that.
Okay, I never had thought about it just that way.
But I never brought him back.
Looks like he sort of got us, don't it, Lon?
No, it don't, neither. Cedric, a museum and a bakery is two complete different things. Ain't nothing alike at all.
Why, of course ain't. Whoever heard of going to a museum to get a dozen cinnamon rolls or a couple of chocolate eclairs?
Well, I sure wish I could wear that coat tonight. I know that much. That's a heavy date I'm going to have. Don't forget that.
We know that, Cedric. You done told us that.
Oh, wait a minute, though. If I'm president of the expedition company, why, then I ought to have the say-so about all that treasury stuff, oughtn't I?
Well, yeah. What'd you say?
Doggone it. I'm going to wear that coat. If you don't let me, I'll just take everything clean out of the museum.
Now, just a minute, Cedric. Now, if you set one finger on any of that stuff, I'm going
wait
to...
Wait a minute, Abner. Just calm yourself now.
Huh?
Cedric's right about this. And I reckon it ain't going to hurt none if he wears that coat just one evening, as long as this date means so much to him.
All right. I don't even know where to fit him or not, though, Cedric.
Well, Mama can let it out for me.
She better let it back in again before you bring it back here tomorrow.
Yes, Mama.
And don't go getting in no fist fights while you got it on, either. If you have to fight, why, be a gentleman and take your coat off first.
Oh, I ain't going to scuffle with nobody.
Yeah, you might be. If Gomer Bates catches you out sparking his girl, at your girl, well, he's liable to clinch with you.
Oh, he won't catch me. He's homesick in bed. Got the mumps.
The mumps?
Well, the mump, anyways. You just got one of them on one side, I reckon you just say mump, wouldn't you?
Why, sure, if you just got one. So that's how come you figured you could beat Gomer's time, huh? Just waited for him to get sick in bed and then called up Clarabelle.
Oh, I never figured nothing, and she done the telephoning.
Huh?
All I know is I got a big heavy date on for tonight. Clarabelle done all the figuring.
Yeah, that's right. She was the one that done the calling on her.
Well, I better take the coat and get on home and start fixing up a little.
Well, now, you be careful with it, Cedric.
Oh, say, what's that card pin on the coat there?
Huh?
Do I have to leave that on there?
Oh, that thing. Why, no, I reckon not. That card just tells all about the coat, what King wore it once, and all that sort of stuff.
Wait a minute. Maybe it'd be a good idea to leave that on there. Might be good advertising for the museum. Sort of a walking advertisement, sandwich man.
Yeah, well, he ain't walking no longer. He's driving his car. Ain't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. Got it all polished up for tonight.
Well, yeah.
And all greased, too. Oh, that reminds me, I got to get something to slick back my hair with, too.
Doggy, you are fixing up for this day of the year, Cedric. What about you taking Clarabelle tonight?
Well, I'm supposed to pick her up at her place and then drive over to the house next door to Gomer Bates's.
Oh, Who lives there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, what are you stopping there for if you don't even know the people, Cedric?
Well, Clarabelle don't want me to stop direct in front of Gomer's house. She said she'd rather walk a few steps and make it look like she was alone when she goes into Gomer's place.
Into Gomer's place? What's she going there for?
Why, they're taking the basket of fruit, natural. She can't just throw it in the window.
You mean that basket of fruit that you're buying is for Gomer Bates?
Yes, Mom. See, he's sick. Got the mump. He'll enjoy the fruit something wonderful.
Doggett, I reckon I've heard everything now.
Well, what are you going to do while she's in there seeing Gomer? Just sit and wait for her?
Yes, Mom. She said she wouldn't be in there more than a couple of hours or so.
Couple of hours?
Yes, Mom. And then I get to take her home with you.
For the land's sakes, I know that I'd at least go in there and sit and help eat that fruit, Cedric. That cat's outkept anything I ever heard in my life.
Well, that's the silliest one thing I ever heard of, spending all day getting ready for a deal like that.
Cedric, what in the world do you want to go to all this trouble to fix yourself up so fancy for just to sit in your own car for 2 hours?
Oh, because I want to look my level best, that's why.
Who's going to see you sitting out there in a car?
Well, 2 hours is a long time. Somebody's bound to come walking along there.
Well, Cedric, if they do, they can't see you. It'll be dark.
I know it'll be dark, but it's like I always say, you never can tell, hardly.
Now I can't tell what, Cedric?
You never can tell when somebody's going to come along with a flashlight.